from spooky legends past, down through generations, to haunted locations that hold a ghostly past. Come one, come all, come binders and seekers, hear the creepy side of Nepa.
Welcome to The Creepy Side of Nepa. I am Dan Kozlowski. If you are new to The Creepy Side or haven't had a chance yet, follow WNEP's Creepy Side of Nepa on Facebook. That is the best place to stay informed on all the latest show information. Also, don't forget to like, subscribe, or follow The Creepy Side of Nepa on your favorite podcast platform. That way you'll never miss a new episode. The name of tonight's guest may sound familiar to you. Joining us tonight is Nick Pupp from History Channel's hit show, Ancient Aliens. Nick has spent many years investigating aliens and UFOs for the British government and is now a researcher on the show. Nick and the crew are planning to stop in Scranton this coming May and took some time out of his busy schedule to join us this evening. Nick, welcome to The Creepy Side of Nepa.
Thanks. Good to be on.
So, Nick, I understand that you used to be a researcher for the British government into the UFOs and aliens.
Yes, that's right. I was a civilian employee with the British Ministry of Defence, which is the UK equivalent of the DOD here. And my job was to investigate UFOs, or UAPs, as we called them, unidentified aerial phenomena, and to assess the defence, national security, and safety of flight issues.
That sounds like a very interesting position.
It was fascinating. Really was kind of like the real-life X-Files, so to speak.
So how did that get you into Ancient Aliens, the hit show on History Channel?
Well, Ancient Aliens, obviously, is best known for looking at ancient mysteries and asking questions about our mysterious past. But more recently, they have looked at the whole way that the UFO topic has moved from fringe to mainstream in the modern era, with NASA doing a study, with hearings in Congress. And because of my government background in this, and I now live in the United States, I was asked to become one of the leading contributors on the show Ancient Aliens, and now, of course, on the live show that we have, Ancient Aliens Live, touring around the country. So I just hopefully give people on the shows a bit of an insider insight into how we look at this in government.
So you're mostly their government insider, to get a government sort of perspective on things.
Exactly, yes. We've seen recently, for example, these U.S. Navy videos of UFOs that have been declassified. We've had some of the pilots and radar operators speaking out. We've had studies published from the Office of the Director of National Intelligence, and we've had hearings in Congress. So Ancient Aliens often ask me to kind of unpack that for the viewers, and I'm very happy to do so.
I'm sure they're happy to have you, especially it's a very interesting perspective from sort of the inside of the government.
Yes. I mean, I don't claim to you know, have all the answers to this. I mean, it's kind of fun. I guess people like
sure. Mysteries.
I can give that insider perspective for sure.
I would go out to say nobody has all the answers to a subject like this.
I think that's right, and I think if people have seen any of the congressional hearings on this, they will come away with a sense of awe and wonder that this subject that I think was for many years languishing in the fringe is now being discussed on the floor in Congress by the intelligence committees, the armed services committees in both the Senate and the House, and it's nobody has all the answers, but people have got a heck of a lot of questions for sure.
Now, I know Ancient Aliens sort of takes a look at aliens, how they could have influenced mankind back in ancient times. I'm just curious, if people are coming out to see Ancient Aliens Live, what could they expect? Is it like the show? Is it a different turn than the show?
It is like the show. I mean, it is literally like going and seeing an episode live. You'll see Giorgio Tsoukalos, the guy with the hair who's inspired so many memes on the internet.
Yep, I know William Henry. That's how he's known, as the guy with the hair.
Absolutely. And he's a great guy. He's a real wealth of knowledge. Then we've got William Henry, who's the spiritual voice of the show. He's been to Egypt, I think, 44 times or something incredible like that in the pyramids. David Childress, who travels all around the world. They call him the real-life Indiana Jones. I moderate the show, so it's sort of like a greatest hit of Ancient Aliens. We'll talk about everything from the pyramids and Pumapunku to Stonehenge, and as I say, bring it right up to date with everything happening in Congress and the U.S. government more generally with this subject right now.
So is it kind of like a Q&A also with the audience?
The audience, we reach out to the Ancient Aliens community, and people send in questions, and I kind of tend to pick what I think will be the most interesting and fun ones at the end of the show. And we also have a little bit of fun at each other's expense, I should say. You know, there are a few hair jokes that manage to get in somehow almost every evening, I think. We can all take it. And we have fun with it. But I think audiences come away, I think, having a good time. Of course, there are some laughs, but also, you know, scratching their heads at some of these ancient mysteries and thinking, how did they do it? How was it possible that they did have some help? And of course, that's the premise of the show, was some of what our ancestors did, some of these amazing things inspired by the visit of extraterrestrials.
Sure. It just sort of gives you a different perspective of what could have happened.
Yes, and the more archaeologists look into our past, the more, I think, every week it seems that finding a new lost city in the Amazon or finding more hidden, mysterious chambers in the Great Pyramid, you just never know what you're going to find. And it pushes the story of human development further and further back in time and makes us realize there are still big gaps in our knowledge.
Of course, and I'm sure there's a lot of stuff out there we just didn't discover yet.
Exactly, and new technology is going to help us discover some of that, I hope, and get some answers.
Well, I know there's a lot of people in the area looking forward to going out and seeing Ancient Aliens live. It looks like you're coming to the Scranton Culture Center on May 1st.
Yes, we're very much looking forward to coming to Scranton, and we hope to give people a really interesting and thought-provoking show, I think it'll be interesting and fun, and I hope people will come and see us and come out and meet us afterwards.
And I do have one more question before I leave you, Nick. One of our staff members here at the station asked me to ask you, what is the meaning behind the real Fox Mulder?
Well, it's a kind of insider joke that because I investigated UFOs and other strange phenomena for the government, they call me the real Fox Mulder after the character from The X-Files, because I guess looking at all of this wasn't just a hobby or an interest for me. It was a government job. So that's where the nickname came from.
Sure. And you kind of got paid to do what you like to do.
Yeah. Isn't that a great place to be? But it was hard work at times and frustrating at times, but always interesting, and you never knew what each day was going to bring.
Exactly. Just like most jobs. Look, here I am talking to you.
Yeah, well, you never know. It's life is a great journey and a great adventure, as I always like to say.
Well, Nick, I'd like to thank you for joining us tonight. And before you leave, do you have anything to tell the people planning on coming out to see Ancient Aliens live on May 1st?
Keep watching the skies and watch out as well for all sorts of new developments from the government as Congress continues to probe what's going on in our skies. It's a fascinating time for this subject, for sure.
Yeah, it definitely seems like there's more coming out recently than there has been in the past. They seem to be more open, more transparent.
Yes, there's a lot been released, and there's more to come.
Okay, well, I'd like to thank you for taking your time out of your schedule to join us tonight and talk a little bit about Ancient Aliens, your past, and what you have coming up May 1st in Scranton.
Thank you very much indeed. Thanks for having me.
Thank you. Enjoy your day.
Thanks, you too.
Thank you for joining us. I hope you enjoyed tonight's episode. If you have an idea or maybe a story you would like to share, please email us at ghost@wnep.com. We love to hear from you. Until next time, enjoy The Creepy Side of NEPA.
This has been The Creepy Side of NEPA. If you have a spooky story that took place in northeastern or central Pennsylvania, send it to ghost@wnep.com for your chance to share it on an upcoming episode. We're dying to hear from you.